This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And that's what we talk about is the fishing and the hunting and the great outdoors, and we just have a wonderful time talking with you about it. We are going to give away a muzzleloader today from the fine folks at CVA, and you can check out all the muzzleloaders that they have to offer on CVA.com. I'm shooting a CVA mountain rifle. Acura mountain rifle, and I'm loving it. It shoots like a dream. Very, very accurate. Extremely accurate. Can't wait till the next section of the muzzleloader season. We were gone last week, of course, deer hunting. I was by myself in the stand. My usual opening day companion, my grandson Jacob, was in North Carolina celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday with his paternal grandparents and his dad and all the relatives in North Carolina, and I was in the stand by myself. Now, I wasn't alone in the woods. We had some friends in the neighboring stands and people that we've known over the years and hunting the same patch of woods we've been hunting for 22 years in Cecil County, 20, maybe 23. I don't even remember. But it's been a wonderful experience hunting there with the family. The fellow that first invited me was a listener to the radio show, and he's passed away since then. But we have had a wonderful run and a wonderful time hunting that property. And it's just not always a lot of deer, but there's some pretty good quality deer. So here's the story. If you're headed out this morning, we hope that you'll be able to call us here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I sound maybe a little nasally today. I've been fighting a head cold here since last week, but we're here, we're feeling okay, and we're rocking and rolling. But if you want to get in the muzzleloader contest, you got to call us, and it's WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Or 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us your name and number, and then all you have to do is go on the air and say, I want to be in the contest, or hey, or ask a question, or whatever. But you do have to go on the air. And we're giving away the November muzzleloader today, and from CVA, CVA.com. And then we are going to put your name in on the same list. You're going to be qualified for the December contest, and we'll give one away the day after Christmas. At the end of the year, the last Saturday of the year. So how about that? Does that sound good to you? Sounds good to me. Let's talk to Richard in Carroll County. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Alan. Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you on that fine buck you took. I guess you took it opening day. I really don't know when you shot it.
I did, yes. How do you know about that?
I saw it.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I take my deer to
okay.
M&G.
Yeah, okay. You take it to M&G and you saw my deer up there, huh?
I absolutely did. Every time I go in there, and I know a lot, I'm from the area, I know a lot of people, so I see another buck, I'll see if I know the person who took this one. And sure enough, it was Alan Ellis.
How about that? Well, you let the cat out of the bag. I was going to tell.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I was going to tell that story in the next couple minutes anyway. But yeah, thanks for that.
I don't know the story behind it. I'm just saying it was a nice buck.
Well, thank you. You keep listening. And nice body on it too. Pretty good sized deer.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. So
I also wanted to say I use my CVA muzzleloader like right now. I'm using it. I could be using a rifle.
Right.
I love my CVA. I got a Kodiak Magnum.
Oh yeah,
and I just love that gun.
Yeah,
I mean, I use bow and my muzzleloader exclusively.
Well, good.
Don't even take a rifle.
So you're going to be out there today, are you?
I am just pulling in down the lane.
Okay. Well,
I took a nice, a decent doe opening day, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But I'm I'm being selective about what I take. I've been passing up, you know, the smaller boxes.
Sure, sure, sure.
The smaller deer.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And that's always good practice. But, you know, don't ever hesitate to take those does.
Oh, no. Like I said, I wait for a mature doe.
Yeah.
I try not to shoot this year's deer if I can help it. Sometimes they're a little hard to judge if they're by themselves.
Right.
I try to look at the face a little bit, but I'd rather it's people practice shooting all the time, but what they don't practice is not shooting.
Correct.
I'm a more disciplined hunter, and taking this one shot, you know, sure, you can reload. It takes time, but to get a second shot off at the same deer with a muzzleloader is, I don't expect to. Let's put it that way.
Right, yep.
So it just makes you, to me, a better hunter.
Okay, good point, Rich. Very good.
I'm enjoying my time in the woods, seeing turkeys like crazy.
Oh, wow, good. Good for you.
Yeah. Actually, I called week before last, and I got in late, and there was too many calls ahead of me, apparently. I wanted to see if you wanted to make your closing call on the show, the sound of live turkeys, because I was sitting in my...
Oh, that would have been cool, huh?
They were making a racket.
Got it.
Anyway.
All right, brother. Well, we got calls lined up here, so you have some good luck today, okay, Rich?
Thank you, Alan. And again, congratulations.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Charles. Good morning, Charles. How are you? Headed to Harford County.
Good morning, Alan. Yes, sir. I'm on 695, headed to 95.
Yep.
Going up into Jarrettsville, and hopefully I will be seeing a big doe or a buck of 8 points or better.
There you go.
That's our criteria.
Yep.
First time hunting this year. Just haven't had time to get out with family issues.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm going with my son's father.
Okay.
It's just he and I and my son-in-law, my daughter are down in Key West.
Oh, wow.
So, doing tag team on watching the four children, plus we're getting a little hunting in.
Ah, what's wrong with that? That's great. That's great.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, good luck out there, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I'll tell you, that's a good spot. That Jarrettsville area, there's some nice deer up there.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of nice deer. I was very fortunate last year. I was able to harvest three.
Good. Congratulations.
It was good eating. No, didn't have any, no bucks, but all.
It's all right.
Three large does.
You're doing what you saw
a couple bucks, but they just weren't of harvestable size.
Uh-huh. Not you're preaching to the choir here. Let those little ones grow up.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, look, I do not have a CVA.
Wow.
So we'll give them a plug.
See what happens.
But I would like to have one if you say that yours is accurate. What is it?
I have an Acura. I have an Acura, and then I have an Acura mountain rifle.
Ah, okay.
The mountain rifle is a little shorter, a little more maneuverable in the tree stand.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yep.
Okay, well, Alan, thank you very much. Nice talking with you.
All right.
God bless. By the way,
Charles, we also have an Acura mountain rifle going to be up for grabs in the Maryland Hunting Coalition dinner and benefit coming up March 26th. So if you're a regular listener, keep listening. We'll be telling you more about that. That's going to be in Westminster at Martin's in Westminster.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Good news. Okay. Thank you, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you. See you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to who we got here. Steve in Pasadena. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Morning, Al. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you, Al?
All right. Just on my way to go deer hunt and listen to your show every week.
Well, I appreciate that.
Call in and get in your contest.
Well, you're in it.
All right. Great. Thanks.
Well, good luck.
All right, buddy. You have a good day.
You too, Steve. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. Jay in Baltimore. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Oh, appreciate it. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I had a question about Lyme disease.
Okay.
Do you have any concerns about that? I mean,
every day, every time I'm in the woods. Yeah, absolutely.
I had that years ago, and I beat it, took the medicine, it's all over with. But I get a little afraid. Only time I go in the woods when it gets extremely cold. And it's snowing around, ice on the ground, I figure it's safe. They should be gone or dead, dormant or whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a good idea, but you always should carry, you know, you should always be alert, always be aware, because, I mean, any day it's over freezing, they're going to be moving around.
They're so small, and disease, many kind of things. Also, thinking about it, it does not affect the meat. of the deer, doesn't
no,
it?
No, no, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, there's other concerns out there, too. We have Lone Star ticks in Maryland and a growing abundance of them. And that is even sometimes more concerning than the Lyme disease. There's some diseases that Lone Star ticks carry, like Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever and others, that you need to be aware of. So just keep the watch on the ticks. That's all I can tell you.
All right.
All right, buddy?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jay. Uh-huh.
Right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Stan in Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. I'm out and about. I'm going to hunt three counties today.
Oh, you're driving through three counties, are you?
Hunt. I was going to tell you that the gentleman that was on last week, just as soon as he was giving you the final count of deer in the state of Maryland,
yes,
I was headed up 165 past Jarrettsville up there to Pilesville. I was going to tell him to add six more to his list that I missed. But that guy in the pickup truck behind me backed off like a son of a bitch.
I guess, yeah. I missed one. Sunday night, coming home from the Eastern Shore, walked right out in the middle of the road on 50, and I mean, saw me, I saw it. It walked right out in front of me. I had to swerve around the tail end of it, and half my truck was on the shoulder. So you know, I mean, they're out there. And then I was going up to Westminster the other night, and one came running across the exit ramp or the entrance ramp there. On to 795. So
every little get off around the Beltway.
Yeah.
What you see them killed on the Beltway.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that's getting me now is the turkey buzzards.
Yeah.
Because they just don't want to release that meat.
No.
Nope. My bumper's a little bit stronger and they're drawing a little back.
Yeah, that's true. So.
But I figured I'd enter the contest again.
You're in it, Stan.
And we will be listening.
All right, buddy.
Once again, thanks, Mr. Allen, for all you do.
You got it, Stan. Thank you. Appreciate
right,
the call. You,
bye,
see you, buddy. Bye. Bye-bye. Here we go. And we got Chuck in Emmitsburg. Chuck, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Living the dream.
Hey, man. Well, I just wanted to get in December's contest. I'm already in November.
Okay.
And talking about almost hitting deer, I almost hit a deer driving up here.
Oh, gee. Well, they're everywhere this morning, I guess. I guess a little different than last week, huh?
Well, I'm glad to see the movement.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, it's been kind of quiet this season from everything I've heard.
Oh, yeah, it has been.
Good luck.
What I've been seeing a lot of is yearlings.
Yeah.
I don't want one of those.
So nope.
They get a free ride in my apples or at my corn feeder.
There you go. Well, good luck out there this morning.
Thanks a lot. So you'll have to text me and tell me when I win.
Okay, I'll text you. Don't worry. All right, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Chuck. See you. There he goes. Let's see. James in Tillman Island. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm well. Yourself, sir?
I'm doing well. Go ahead.
Good to see a little cold weather. Hey, you know what's interesting? I wanted to be in the contest.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you've seen it across the state, but we've been killing a lot of button bucks over here.
Oh, listen, it's a horrible thing. You know, it really is. But, yeah. Yeah, people do not pay attention. If they see a deer, they just shoot it, and they don't even pay attention to, you know, that it's got a potential, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We try to limit, you know, don't kill anything under 6 points, so hopefully it comes back next year. But maybe this cold morning is going to help us a lot.
I hope so.
All the best to you, and have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same, James. Thank you for calling.
Peace.
There he goes. And Frank on line three. Good morning, Frank. How are you, buddy?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm still wedged in my sleeping bag down here trapped, trying to peel myself out of it so I can jump in the woods.
Well, you're talking on the phone with me, so.
My friend, I'm going to plant this notion in the back of your mind again, Alan. Come on up there and get a turkey.
Turkey season. Okay.
I'm telling you, buddy.
I'll tell you something, Frank. Things are a little easier right now than they had been, and we're looking forward to a great 2016.
Well, that tree is yours exclusively. I've got two of them from it, and I found a new spot there that I'll tell you about later.
All right, buddy. Well, enjoy your day today. Good luck out there.
Good hearing you, Al. Take care of yourself.
All right, Frank. See you, buddy.
Bye.
There he goes. We got Raymond in Pasadena. Good morning, Raymond. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, I've been hunting in North Carolina, New York, here in Maryland, and every deer I've seen this year has come in behind me. I haven't had a shot yet. Maybe this morning will be the morning.
Hey, Raymond.
Yes, sir.
Here's a tip. Look the other direction.
I did that up in New York. I changed my stand. The following morning, the deer came in behind me again.
Some days you just can't win for losing, can you?
No, things like that to make it all worthwhile.
Well, good luck this morning. Maybe you'll turn around at the right moment this morning.
Yeah, maybe I'll get lucky.
Now, look, let me ask you this question. Do you take any clues at all from anything else that's going on in the woods when there's deer coming?
Yeah, I usually listen pretty well. I try and, you know, find the runs, which way they're headed, try and see them up or funnel or something like that.
Yeah. What about birds? Do you ever listen to birds?
Yeah, I do. A lot of times it's been real quiet in the woods. I don't know why.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes the jays will start to cry a little bit when, you know, and back and forth and alarm a little bit when there's some deer coming.
Well, same thing with the squirrels. They start barking pretty good.
Sometimes, yep. Sometimes they do. Yep. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Good luck out there.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. We got Richard in Chestertown holding on. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good, buddy. Long-time listener, big fan, me and my hunting buddies. I just called to ask you a question about the rut. Do you think the rut was late this year?
I think we had what they call a trickle rut again this year.
Okay, because we didn't see them really acting funny around where we hunt until about a week or 10 days ago.
Yeah, that would probably be the second rut. That would be the second phase. The does that weren't bred early, I think quite frankly the rut was early rather than late.
Oh, okay. We hunt every weekend.
Yeah, okay. Here's what I think. Like they say, a trickle rut. I mean, those does come in it's all based on, of course, the does coming into estrus. And not everyone comes in at the same time, and it spreads out over, in Maryland, usually a two-week period. If you look in the fall issue, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, there's a chart there that shows when the does are bred. And this is based on fetal studies that are done in management hunts. They take the fetuses that they find in those deer that are harvested, and they age them back to the date of conception. Okay. And
yes,
the first 2 weeks of November, primarily right around the 10th, 11th. I have the chart here. I should probably look at it before I talk. But they're talking about those two first weeks of November being the peak. Last year, or 2014, the peak of the rut was the 8th of November, followed again by, well, leading up to the 8th, it was 6th, 7th, 8th, and then it dropped off until the 12th and the 14th. Those were the peak days last year. So, basically the first 2 weeks of November. Then the does that aren't bred will come back into estrus. They'll go through their cycle again every 28 days until they're bred.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So you've got the second rut, the third rut. And later in December, those six-month-old fawns that were born in May, June, I don't know, even into July, but May and June primarily, those six-month-old doe fawns become sexually mature at 6 months. So they come into their first estrus cycle.
Okay, sir, I want to thank you, and we love your show, and we just do it the old-fashioned way and watch the moon. We're not quite as accurate as your charts.
Well, you can watch the moon. I mean, I like to watch the moon, and the full moon last week was probably not good for everybody being out there on the first day. But you know what? Let's put it this way. You can't kill them unless you're in the woods.
10-4, and we're getting there.
Thank All right, buddy.
You so much
See
you. For your show.
Good luck. Thanks. Bye. There he goes. There goes Richard. Vic in Hamden. Good morning, Richard. Vic, how are you, buddy?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
This is Vic, the philosophy guy.
Yeah, hey, Vic, how you been?
Okay. Just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and get in the contest. And,
you're in it.
I'll keep on top of things for the hunting coalition.
Oh, we've got some good stuff coming up here. Yeah, this week is going to be a turning point for some of that stuff, and hopefully we'll be able to tell the folks what we're working on here very soon. We're not trying to be cagey about it or anything else, but there are times that you let people know, and there are times you just kind of work behind the scenes and get things right before you announce them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. You got to have your ducks in a row.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Exactly.
Anyway, I heard the guy talking about turkeys. Yeah, I won the turkey shotgun.
Yeah, you did.
At the Maryland Hunting Coalition. I still need to get in touch. I talked with those guys down at the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
They had a table, the turkey hunting.
Right.
Maryland, but haven't gotten out there yet.
All right.
But at any rate, look, just wanted to get in the contest and, you know, let you know I'm still around and
sure, buddy.
Still available for help. And you have a
hey,
good holiday.
Vicky, drop me an email here this coming week, and I'll bring you up to speed.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Okay. Well, that was exciting. Was it not? How many calls did we take, Brian? How many names did you write to? How many? 72. Good for us. That was great. Clyde's Sports Shop. I was there yesterday. Mr. Clyde had a little surgery on his foot, and he's out for a day or two, but he should be back in action here this weekend. And he's been having trouble with that, so... finally getting that whole thing resolved. So we want to wish Mr. Clyde well as far as his recovery from his foot surgery is concerned. And when you're in there, say hi to him and wish him well. I want to talk to you a little bit about the best deer rifle deal right now going on available at Clyde Sports Shop. It's the A-Bolt 3, the AB3. It is a combo bolt-action rifle, an A-Bolt rifle, with a 3-9 Redfield scope. Comes with a hard case, an ABS case. Comes in select standard, magnum, and short magnum calibers. In other words, you know, 243, 270, 30-06, 308, 7mm mag, 300 Win mag, and then a couple of the short magnums as well. Best deal going. Great combo deal. If you're looking for a new firearm for deer season, for a rifle county, you've got it right there. Now, step it up a little bit. The X-Bolt. Beautiful firearm. All standard magnum and short magnum calibers. Comes with an adjustable feather trigger, a detachable rotary magazine. The X-Bolt is a beautiful firearm, and you might want to check those out as well, too. And then for waterfowlers, I'm going to make one suggestion. I'm going to suggest the Maxxis shotgun. It's an autoloader, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, new power drive gas system, reduces recoil, comes in Mossy Oak camo. And you can check all that out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. The website is ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle. Check it all out, and you'll be glad you did. Hey, you bagged your deer. Congratulations. Now what? Well, if you live in Central Maryland and are searching for a deer processor, your hunt is over. M&G Wild Game Processing in Westminster can skin and cut your deer just the way you like it. And all your venison cuts are vacuum sealed. They skin and cape your deer for mounting if you need it with taxidermy services provided by Pools Taxidermy. Now, M&G Wild Game Processing can make your venison into tasty bologna in 5 flavors. Deer hot dogs, snack sticks, and deer burger patties. Try the new Applewood smoked deer bacon, smoked deer hams, whole or chipped, deer jerky, pastrami, kielbasa, and much more. M&G Wild Game Processing offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off, and they're open 7 days a week for pickup. M&G is located behind Bullock's Restaurant on Route 32 near Route 97. That's 2020 Sykesville Road in Westminster. The website is mgprocessing.com and the phone number 443-375-7138. Call 443-375-7138 for M&G Wild Game Processing. Yum, yum. Yum, yum. Pocomoke Sound oysters are now available in the shell or by the pint. That's at NBS Seafood. That's 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. And NBS Seafood has plenty of their own delicious frozen soft crabs. Plenty of frozen soft crabs to enjoy this fall. Now, NBS is your Louisiana connection, too. Live crabs, live crayfish, gator tail nuggets, and gator sausage. NBS Seafood carries fresh fish, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, and a variety of other seafood items. And they have the spice to make your seafood taste great. Do you know NBS also has pasture-raised, antibiotic-free dressed chickens? Why don't you stop by and see NBS Seafood? Or here's the phone number, 410-271-3202. NBS is open weekends during December, Saturday and Sunday, noon to 6, except Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. Any questions? Give NBS Seafood a call at 410-271-3202. That's NBS, no bull stuff, seafood. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rabbit fever! Duck season! Rabbit fever! Duck season! Rabbit fever! Duck season! Rabbit fever! Rabbit season! Duck season! Rabbit season! I say it's duck season, and I say fire! Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you start it.
Whatever you say.
Fire!
Gotta love Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck, and the inimitable Bugs Bunny. All voices by the never-to-be-forgotten Mel Blanc. Gotta love that guy. Claude in West Baltimore. Good morning, sir. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. You?
Well, Alan, you know, they're talking about this gun control thing, and I know you're a hunting show, but if these people had guns to defend themselves, these people couldn't have did what they did to these people.
You know what I mean? You're talking about a public building with county employees in California. Doesn't get much worse than that.
Oh, I know. I mean, with Dianne Feinstein and everybody else, yeah, I know what you're saying, but, you know, if they had something to defend themselves, you know, they could have protected themselves. So did you catch a deer when you went out there for Thanksgiving or no?
I had a good time, and I'll tell that story in just a minute.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
But you know, it's a shame. It really is. All them people lost their lives.
Sure, sure. Well, same thing could happen here in Maryland, Claude. You're not allowed concealed carry here in Maryland either.
Well, I can't. I'm in law enforcement, so I'm good.
Well, then we have to call you to protect us, right? We have to call a man with a gun when somebody threatens us.
But the problem is we can't protect you. We can't be everywhere. And people, you know what I'm saying?
Well, look, you dial 911 so the police can come and investigate the crime.
Right. By that time, you're dead. Yeah, you're right. Get a German Shepherd. Have a good Christmas.
Claude, you're in law enforcement?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to tell us which jurisdiction?
I work for the state, special police for the state of Maryland.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we're going, buddy.
All right, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. So, last Saturday was the opening day of the deer firearms season. And as I started to say before, we had overwhelmed by callers, which was great. I'll gladly interrupt any story I tell to talk to the folks and talk to you all out there. Anyway, and please call. You can still get in the contest for November and December at 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. If you want to give us a call, we'd be glad to take your call. And feel free to interrupt me anytime. So I get to the... I get all prepared. That's part of the fun for me, getting everything ready, you know, my everything in for every possibility, getting the sandwiches, getting the great turkey sandwiches left over from Thanksgiving, a wonderful Thanksgiving meal, and, you know, just getting everything done and ready and in my pack and in the truck and prepared for, you know, any eventuality, whether I'm going to, I got my bibs with my safety strap on them, you know, if I'm going to get in a ladder stand or, you know, my coveralls if it's a, my bib overalls if it's going to be cold. Yeah, you know, you got to just get prepared, and all that stuff's in the truck, the firearms in the truck. And I took two guns. I took the, I wanted to shoot a deer. I wanted to shoot a nice buck with my 30-30. It's a 30-30 that I bought at an auction a couple of years ago. It's a 1954 edition of a pre-64 Winchester model 1894 in 30-30 caliber. And it's the gun I started deer hunting with when I was a kid. It, not that gun, but a gun like that. And mine is gone, lost in a in a divorce. Anyway, and the only thing I lost in a divorce, pretty much. Of value. And let's see. Anyway, I had the 30-30 with me, but I also took the 270 because this stand is open. On the one side, it's open, and you can see, you know, 150, 180 yards in the woods on the left side of the stand the way I face. But if the deer come in front of me, then I've got a very reasonable shot to take with the 30-30 out to maybe 60 yards, something like that. So I thought, well, I'll take the 30-30, and if one walks in close, I'll take a shot with the 30-30. And if there's something else happening, I'll have the 270 there to back myself up. So we sat there. It was I had a fellow behind me about 300 yards on one of the stands, and he was fighting a cold. He wasn't feeling very well. He had his girlfriend with him. And had another guy ahead of me about 300 yards, a father and son team, Bill and Will. And, you know, they've been active on the farm hunting there this year. And so, and there were other fellows. We were covering the one side of the farm, and there were some other fellows on the other side. And there's an adjoining property that's next to us. And I heard, I think, one shot over there. But anyway, it's a fair amount of property and a fair amount of deer there. So sat there all morning, nothing, not a thing. Didn't see a deer, didn't hear movement, didn't hear a shot on the property that we're on at all. And just a quiet morning, very quiet morning. And I mean, I could hear shots over on public land. I could hear shots way out in the distance, you know. Occasionally, I think I heard maybe 30-some shots, something like that, all around me. But, you know, there were shots on deer that were running through the fields, you know, four or five shots in a row, somebody trying to hit one on the run. And, you know, that type of thing. So I was sitting there, and we're, a couple of us are great believers in the tidal activity, that the animal activity increases with the, with the tide. The high tide is the peak of the animal activity, in our opinion. You know, you can dispute it, whatever, but we kind of look at the high tide and wait for that to come. And, you know, an hour on each side is prime time for us. So high tide was 10:23. So, you know, you're sitting there with nothing to do. I picked the phone up and I texted Bill and Will and said, high tide's 10:23. This was like quarter after 10. Didn't hear anything from Bill till, I don't know, 10:45, something like that. He says, I'm staying till noon. So, okay, that's cool. I was planning on staying till at least noon and, you know, and then maybe getting something to eat and headed right back in the stand. So at almost 11 o'clock, I looked over my left shoulder and there are deer coming through the woods I didn't hear them. I saw them. There were that many of them. And immediately, because they were about 120 yards away, I picked up the 270 because they could have stayed at that level and going out across the what I call the ridge. It's not really a big ridge, just a little rise in the landscape there. They could have gone out that way. Or they could have come to me, or they could have gone behind me. Either way, I wanted to have the scope to be able to pick something up at a distance. Quick count, 9 deer. Saw racks in the bunch. I didn't know how many were there or what was coming. So what do? They come across the ridge. They break left. They get behind the big holly tree. They come across the track, the trail, the road, whatever you want to call it. And boom, right in my wheelhouse. And they stop. They all stop. They're all milling around in there. And I see probably a 6-point and I see a 10-point standing right directly in front of me, stop broadside. So I didn't stop to pick up the 30-30. It was pretty quick that all this happened. So I just put the 270 crosshairs on him and pulled the trigger. So I knew he was struck. He ran. I knew he went down. All those deer ran off, 9 of them. And then another deer came out from under my tree stand. And 3 more came back off the same way. I had 11 deer within my range of view there for about, I don't know, in about 2 minutes' time. Well, I texted Bill real quick and said, deer coming. I shot the 10. You know, there's more bucks. And bang, I hear a shot over on their stand. And so text comes back, you know, Will got a spike. Okay, good. So that was the excitement. Of course, then the work began. So I shot a really nice 10-point, took that deer to put it in the back of the truck, took it to Dorchester County, and I hunted all day Sunday. And I'll tell you that story in a bit. But right now we're going to talk to Julie in Hamilton and Charlie in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Hi, fine. Thank you. I called to enter the contest.
You're in.
Great, because, one main reason is I'd love to give that gift to my brother, who's a deer hunter. He was born on Christmas Day, which, of course, never made him popular with my mother. You know? So, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to apologize for a call I made to you a couple of weeks ago. I think maybe you took it as an insult, but I didn't mean it that way, about the 11-point deer.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I'm totally ignorant about it, because my family was into horse racing and breeding, and that's where I was coming from, questioning an 11-point as being a special deer, not knowing, of course, that they all are capable of coming up with 11 points.
They
are. That's why I listen to your show, because I gain a lot of knowledge.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Okay.
No offense taken.
You know, I felt bad after I got off the phone. I thought, oh, God, I hope he didn't think I was insulting his intelligence, or, you know, which I know you're smart in your knowledge of deer and everything, and I'm not. But I just wanted to let you know that.
Julie, it's all good.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so
much. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
You too, dear.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Charlie in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning. The reason I'm calling is a remark I heard on the radio.
Okay.
Can I go to a gun show and buy a gun from a unlicensed dealer with no paperwork?
Likely.
Okay. That was my question.
Why? What does that concern you?
Well, no. I just, the person made the statement.
Well, no. Wait. Sure. The question. The way you asked the question, the answer is, you can buy a gun from a private individual.
Okay.
Okay, whether you say an unlicensed dealer, that would be illegal.
Okay. Well,
you can go to a gun show, and you will see people walking around with a gun over their shoulder that has a sign on it that says for sale. Okay?
Okay.
And they might even have a price on there. And you can talk to that person, and you can privately purchase that firearm from that person. Unless it is a regulated firearm. A regulated firearm then requires state police involvement in Maryland and a background check.
Like a pistol.
Like a handgun, yes. Like a handgun, a pistol, or certain semi-automatic firearms.
Okay, but it's not like I can go in and buy a shotgun from the person.
Say again?
I could buy a shotgun.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, you see, when you hear the code words gun show loophole,
yeah,
they're talking about private firearm sales between two individuals. In other words, if I've got an 870 youth model sitting in my closet and your son's 13 years old and needs a shotgun, and you say, boy, I wish I could find my son a shotgun. And I say, well, look, I got a youth model in the closet I'm not using anymore. I'll sell it to you for $200. Okay, cool. You walk over, you come over, you give me $200 and I hand you the shotgun. No paperwork necessary. Okay?
Okay.
That's the gun show loophole that they want to close.
Well, somebody made this statement, and I didn't know if it was true or not, so I asked you.
You cannot buy a firearm from an unlicensed dealer. There won't be an unlicensed dealer set up with a table of guns at a gun show. There will be private individuals walking around or in the parking lot with firearms that want to sell them, and they're more than willing to sell them to you. But if it is an unregulated firearm, both of you are in deep trouble.
Okay.
The buyer and the seller.
Well, that was my question.
I hope I answered it.
You did. Well, okay. Thank you, and have a good day.
All right, Charlie. Thanks a lot. See you. There he goes. Dorothy in Mount Washington. Good morning, Dorothy. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much. I enjoy your show every week.
Well, I enjoy being here every week.
I am, by the way, a hunter and fisherman's daughter. I used to fish with my dad.
Sure.
And I am a World War II widow.
Oh, my.
Yes. And I cooked for servicemen back in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I just try to keep on going.
That's all you can do, sweetie. It's all mm-hmm. you can do.
I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, happy, healthy New Year.
Well, thank you. You do the same.
All right. I wanted to register for the contest.
You're in.
Thank you,
Dorothy.
Much,
you have a great day.
Talk to you another time.
Okay, babe.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. Mike on 695. Good morning. How are you? Hello, Mike. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Yourself?
Oh, doing fine. Heading out right now. Moving a little slow, but I'll be getting there on time.
You'll be there.
You bet.
Yep.
I'm a long-time listener, and I just thought I'd call and try to enter this contest and tell you good morning, and I really love your show.
Okay, buddy. You're in it.
Okay.
Thank you.
How you doing?
All right. See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, time for me to tell you, indeed, about something. What am I telling you about? What am I telling about, Brian? Oh, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Yes, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear fresh water of Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species, almost 70 actually, in five categories. Freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, even invasive species in the youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, all you have to do is catch a fish of a notable specified size. You'll receive an official Angler Award certificate. They used to be called citations. Now they're called Angler Award certificates. And along with that, you get an invitation to the grand finale event next September, where you could win a variety of great prizes and cash. That's right. Great prizes and cash, all in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You can check all that out online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. But let me tell you, the fish are really biting now. It's cold, but I'd get out there. Yep, Deep Creek Lake, they're biting in Deep Creek, they're biting in the rivers, they're biting in the bay, they're biting off the coast. Just go fish. Maryland Fishing Challenge, dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries for all the rules.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. Join me weeknights from 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking. And your mind starts racing.
Oh, man, I love that feeling.
It's a feeling like you never felt before.
Man, those deer show up. I'm jacked
up. Have you coming back for more? But feeling,
oh, there he is.
But
look at that rack, baby.
Have you praying to the Lord? That rack, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer.
Oh, man. That ruddy, stinky buck running through the woods. Nothing like it. Camo Preacher, you're up.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Alan?
Doing good. How about you, Russ?
Doing well. Congratulations on another buck.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Ninth buck between Jacob and I out of that same stand.
Wow. Well, that sounds very popular. I'd ask you where it is, but I don't want to cause you to lie.
It's in the northeastern part of Maryland.
Okay.
Just west of Delaware and south of Pennsylvania.
That pinpoints it for me.
I thought you'd like to know.
Well,
Chesapeake Bay, the Chesapeake
I'd like
Bay.
I'd like to win this for my wife. She hunts as well. I already
sure.
have a CVA wolf. I love it.
Yep.
I've already got a notch on it. And I just want to
good for
like
you.
See her get one.
Okay. You're in it.
All right. Thank you, bro.
Thanks, Camo. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Ruth in Towson. How are you?
Hi. I'm calling because I'd like you in a contest, and it's been great listening to you. And I'm calling that lady, the World War II widow. There's a widow's pension for all people who were World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. it's $1,900 a month for the widow of a veteran. If they're lower income, you know, if they run out of money and they need some extra help, it's there for them.
Okay.
And I wanted to share that. And we go deer hunting every night looking for deer. My husband has Alzheimer's, and it gives him something to focus on.
That's nice.
We saw about 21 deer today.
Wow. They're moving.
Yeah, we saw some on Cuba Road up off of Beaver Dam Road.
Yeah, I know where that is. I wouldn't pinpoint that quite that precisely. I'll tell you, no. It's fine. You didn't know, but you don't want to send people there who have evil intent.
Okay.
Okay.
Because we didn't see him the last five times we drove down Cuba Road, but we just haven't seen him once.
Got it.
And there were a few, but no, I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry. I won't say it again.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Just say Central Baltimore County or something like that. Just, you know, that's why when Russ asked me where I shot my deer, it was somewhere west of Delaware and south of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's
and, you know, we saw a spotted deer. Looked like it was a donkey with spotted spot on it.
Yeah.
Such a spot though. Have you ever seen one like that?
Yeah, those are called piebald, P-I-E-B-A-L-D, and what that is. It's the it results a lot of times from overpopulation and inbreeding within the population. It's an albino gene, the albinism gene, that is a recessive gene. But when there's too much inbreeding, that gene pops out in the form of this piebald deer, and results in a brown and white coloration.
Yeah, it's really different.
Yes, it is.
What I discovered too is if you can't hunt, you can always buy deer at the processing plant for people that don't pay for their
process. Ruth, you cannot. That is illegal.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. All right. Ruth, email me sometime. Email me sometime. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Show me business. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, dear. Bye-bye. It's out there, folks. What can I tell you? Well, I hope you enjoyed the first hour. There's more to the story of this week. I did go rabbit hunting the other day on the Eastern Shore with Charles Rodney, the rabbit man, behind six wonderful beagles. The current issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly has Rodney's super team, and I got to hunt with him the other day. Went 3 for 3 on rabbits, too. We got a dozen of them. We jumped 15. More on that later. Get out, stay out, stay safe.